Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Pei Hey. We're holding a daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis. We are at Itmar on Pei Dalet Amud Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by the Church Avenue Minyan, Leila Nishmas, our friends, neighbors, and members, Yuri Sternfeld, Yuda Aryeh Ben Chaim Tuvia Levi Alav Shalom, and Moshe Schwartz, Moshe Yitzchak Ben Yisrael Yaakov Alav Shalom, and for Shalema Tefega Peril Bastavar Rivka. It's also sponsored by Matthew Ostreicher in memory of his father, Menachem Avram Ben Moshe Ben Yamin Alav Shalom, who passed away last week. It's also sponsored anonymously, Leila Nishmas, our Freda Bas Avram Aryeh, Allah Shalom, whose second yard site was Gimel Adar. It's also sponsored by Avishai Newman, Leila Nishmas, his father, Chaim Naftali Ben Yaakov Shlomo, whose yard site was Chav Tes Shavat. And it's also sponsored by Seymour Gertz in memory of his mother, Margalit Bas Rav Shulam, Shilam, Allah Shalom, whose yard site is Zayin Adar, and Neshama Shav Naliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we're going to pick up in the discussion with if you have an Aver of a Korban Pesach that doesn't have a Kazayis Basar in one spot, but it has a Kazayis Basar in another spot. So is that considered to be a violation of Shviras Etzem? And what this speaks to is the direct link that there is between the Yisr of Shviras Etzem and the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach. That there has to dafka be basar. If there's no basar, then it seems that there's not going to be a violation of the mitzvah of the Yisr of Shviras Etzem. Then the Gemara is going to get into a discussion of Tumma Drabbanan, that sometimes the Rabbanan decided that something is Metame Yaseyadayim, and they had different motivations in determining that something is Metame Yaseyadayim. So we're going to talk about why the Rabbanan determined that Pigul is Metame Yaseyadayim, why the Rabbanan determined that Noser is Metame Yaseyadayim, and whether the Rabbanan determined that which is Yotze is metame yaseyadayim, that pasuk that goes chutz l'mechitzaso is metame yaseyadayim, and we're going to have a couple of rayas about that. And then the Gemara is going to discuss on Amud Beis the source of the iser of being motzi basar of a Korban Pesach from one chabura to another chabura, and how that might relate to some of the gedarim of hotza'o when it comes to Shabbos, which is somewhat odd to think about, but that's what the Gemara says, that there's some sort of connection between just in the term, what the word hotza'a means. Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about an aver, a limb of the karban, that went chutz l'michitzaso, and how we determine what the mechitzos are. Meaning, if you determine that a certain karban is not allowed to go outside of Yerushalayim, so what's called outside of Yerushalayim? The wall of Yerushalayim is a pretty thick wall, so does it have to be on the inside of the inner surface of the wall, outside of the inside of the outer surface of the wall? What about in between? So we'll discuss that as well, and the Gemara is going to use that as the basis for a discussion about a tzira for a minyan, for tefillah, for davening, when someone who's in, if you have nine people in one room, at least Rashi is going to understand, if you have nine people in one room and one person in another room, so can he be mitztaref to a minyan? And we'll see that there's a lot of halacha lemaisa that emerges from the sugya in terms of Zoom and things like that, and being yotzei mitzvos and tefillah in those kinds of ways. So let's begin again at Itmar on Pei Dalet Amud Beis. We're in the very wide lines, about six lines before the end of the page. Itmar. So says the Gemara, Itmar. Ever she'ina lov kezayis basar b'makom zev, yesh lov kezayis basar b'makom acher. Let's say you have a limb that doesn't have a kezayis basar on the spot where you're breaking it, but it has a kezayis basar in another portion of the limbs. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, yesh b'mishum shviras etzem. It's still usher to break the bone on the portion that does not have a kezayis basar, because this Ever in total has a kazayis basar, that's a shir achila. Reb Shem Melachish Amar, ein bo mishum shvira setzem. No, there's no isra of shvira setzem, because you need to have a shir achila in the place where you're breaking it. If there's no shir achila in the place where you're breaking it, then there's no isra of shvira setzem. So now the Gemara challenges Reish Lakish from a braisa. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan, Reb Shem Melachish, Rabbi Yochanan challenges Reb Shem Melachish that it says in the braisa legabe a Korban Pesach pasuk says ve'etzem lo sisrubo, that you're not allowed to break a bone of the Korban Pesach. So we learn that echad etzem sheish lov kezayis basar, ve'echad etzem she'ena lov kezayis basar. The Braisa tells us that iser of breaking a bone applies whether it does or does not have a kezayis basar. So my ena lov kezayis basar, what does Braisa mean? That there's an iser of shviras etzem even if there's no kezayis basar at all? So ilay medena lov kezayis basar klal, if that's what it means, amay esh from shviras etzem, why would there be an iser of shviras etzem if there's no kezayis basar at all? Because at lechora, both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Rashi points out, agree that the Torah doesn't ask for Shviras Etzem unless there's a Kazayis Basar. So it can't be that there's no Kazayis Basar at all. That wouldn't be Shaykh to say that there's an Isser of Shviras Etzem. Elalav Hachikamer. No, what the Braisa must mean to say is, Echad Etzem Sheesh Lov Kazayis Basar Mokum Zeh, Ve Echad Shein Lov Kazayis Basar Mokum Zeh, Ve Echad Shein Lov Kazayis Basar Mokum Acher. That even if it has a Kazayis Basar somewhere else on the limb, just not on this spot that you're going to be breaking it, even then there's still an Isser of Shviras Etzem. So that's a Kasha Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish was the one who said that Ein Bo Mishum Shviras Etzem, that as long as there's no Kazayis Basar on this very spot where you're breaking it, then there's not going to be an Isser of Shviras Etzem. The reason we put in parentheses the last phrase on the page of Kasha Reish Shimon Lakish is not because there's a problem with the phrase, it's because it's redundant. I mean, we already said Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Lakish. So this is in fact a Kasha on Rabbi Shimon Lakish. So Amalei, so Reish Lakish would answer back to Rabbi Yochanan, Lo, Hachi Ka'amar. The Braisa is not telling us that if a bone has a Kazayis Basar B'makom Acher, that there's an Isser of Shviras Etzem. No, what it means is Echad Etzem Sheyesh Lov Kazayis Basar Mibachutz Ve'echad Etzem Sheyesh Lov Kazayis Basar Mibachutz Sheyesh Lov Kazayis Basar Mibefnim. Regardless of whether the Kazayis Basar that it has B'makom Zeh, on this spot that you're breaking it, regardless of whether that Kazayis Basar is outside of the bone or whether it's marrow inside of the bone, either way B'makom Shvira, as long as it's B'makom Shvira, it's going to be a violation of Shviras Etzem. But Ein Achinami, says Reish Lakish, the Braisa would be Moda, that if the Kazayis Basar is elsewhere on the limb, then there's not going to be an Isser of Shviras Etzem. So now the Gemara brings a Raya from a Braisa that you're not allowed to break a bone that has Moach inside, and because one might have thought, well, wait a second, if I have a mitzvah saseh of achilas carbon, so I'm supposed to eat the carbon Pesach, and there's a lo saseh of Shviras Etzem, so I might have thought, aseh doch lo saseh, let the mitzvah saseh of eating the carbon be docha, so I could have access to the meat, be docha the lo saseh of Shviras Etzem. Va'atanya, so the Braisa tells us as follows, ve'etzem lo sish brubo. So we learn from there, echad etzem sheish b'moach, ve'echad etzem shein b'moach, that even if the etzem has moach inside of it, even if there is marrow inside, so there's meat inside those bones, it's still going to be usher to break the bone. Uma ani mekayim v'achlas ha'basar b'layla hazeh. What do I do with the pasuk that says that you have a mitzvah to eat the meat of the carbon Pesach, if it's usher to break the bone and access the meat, so what do I do? The pasuk that tells me that I have a mitzvah to eat the meat. Well, b'basar shal gabei etzem. Well, that mitzvah to eat the meat is talking about the basar that's outside of the bones, that grows on the bone, not the basar that's in the bone, because the basar that's in the bone is not accessible to us because you're not allowed to break the bone. Rashi is bothered. Why would we say that the mitzvah achilas basar is only basar al gabei etzem? We could have said it's about the basar that's betocha etzem, without breaking it, in a way that you make a nekev al yidei gacheles, you burn a hole in the bone or something like that, like the Gemara said in yesterday's daf. So Rashi said it can't be that the Torah would be mitzava to eat the moach inside the bone in such a way, because that would be maybe l'dei takala, because you're very likely to break the bone, like we saw in yesterday's daf, in some other spot which would be a violation of Shviras Etzem. So the Torah would not be mitzava that we should do something that's going to be yavol l'dei takala. So therefore the Gemara says it must be, the ukimta is that the entire mitzvah Achilas basar is only on the basar that grows outside of the bone, does not apply at all to the basar inside of the bone. So says the Braisa, but are you sure? Oh, einu ela b'basar shebetocha etzem. Maybe there actually is a mitzvah to eat the basar that's inside of the etzem, and that you have to break the bone in order to access that moach. Umani mekayim v'etzem lo sish rubo. Aye, what about the iser of etzem lo sish rubo? Betzem shein bo moach. Maybe that's only talking about a bone that doesn't have any marrow. Don't needlessly break bones of the carbon pesach. But if you need to break the bone in order to access the basar, so then yeah, of course, al besam sheish b'moach shover va'ochel, break it and eat it va'al tetama, and don't wonder about this. Shari yavo asay v'yid chalos asay. Don't wonder. Well, wait a second. How could I be breaking bones? It makes perfect sense in the general halachic context that the Torah gives us of the basic klalim of Torah, that if you have a mitzvah asay, the asay is docha the los asay. So let the mitzvah of eating the basar, which includes the malach inside, be docha the losase of etzem losishmeruvo. So how do you know that that you don't have what gives us the confidence to say that the entire mitzvah of achilas basar is only for the outside meat? Maybe the mitzvah of achilas basar is even for the inside meat, for the malach also. And the ase docha losase tells us that you're allowed to break the bones. So says Marana, because shuomer ve'etzem lo yishmerubo bepesach sheni, when the Torah repeats in telling us about Pesach Sheni, it repeats the Isser of not breaking bones, Shein Tamalomar, where it really doesn't need to repeat that Isser. Sharik Varnemar, Kechol Chukas HaPesach, Yasu also. The Pasuk already tells us, you know how you do Pesach Sheni? Look at the Halach of Pesach Rishon and do the same thing. That's Pesach Sheni. So if there already is a Halach of Pesach Rishon that you're not allowed to break a bone, so obviously Pesach Sheni, you're not allowed to break a bone. Why does the Torah have to repeat the Isser? Savi Omer, Echeretzim Sheish B'moach, Echeretzim Shein B'moach. It must be telling me that regardless of whether there's moach or not moach, there's still an issue to break the bone. Elamai, what do I do with the mitzvah of achilas basar? The mitzvah of achilas basar is only on the basar that's outside of the bone. Tosos, in Dibra Maskel Kishahu over here, Tosos raises the question that how could we even have a havamina to say that asei docha los asei, that the mitzvah of achilas basar is going to be docha the yisr of shaviras etzem, and therefore I'm allowed to break the bones that have marrow so that I can access the basar. We have a basic klal in asei docha los asei that we only say asei docha los asei when it's be'idna, when at the very moment that you're violating the lav, you're already being mekayim the mitzvah asei. What's the basis of asei docha los asei? So the two basic sources that the Gemara quotes, you have kalayim betzitzis and you have the mila and saras, that if there's a halach that you're not allowed to cut off a negat saras, but the negat saras is on the makom arla, so the mitzvah of mila is docha the yisr of cutting off the negat of tzaras. So there's a halacha that you're not allowed to wear shatnis. But there's also a halacha that any beged, certainly any beged made of tsemer or pishtim, is chayiv midor, tsemer or pishtim, is chayiv midor raisin. Since machlokas rishonim, if you have a beged made out of other materials like cotton and the like, whether that's chayiv midor raisa or midor abanin and tzitzis. But by the way, Ashkenazim paskin midor raisa. Svardim paskin that only wool or linen garments are chayiv midor raisa and tzitzis. But let's say a cotton beged is chayiv and tzitzis, but only midrabanan. Ashkenazim paskin that a cotton beged is chayiv midal raisa in tzitzis. But certainly a linen garment is chayiv and tzitzis on a dal raisa level. How do you mekayiv and mitzvah? Since you got to tie strings on, but those strings have to be lavan and tcheles. Half of them are lavan and half of them are tcheles, according to Rashi and Tosfos. Other Rishonim have different numbers, different, but whatever it is, you have lavan and tcheles. The only material that's mekabel tcheles, that accepts the dye and becomes properly dyed with tcheles, is wool. So what do? You have a mitzvah to put wool into a linen garment. But it's an isra of shatnis. Yeah, but at the very moment that you're violating the isra of shatnis, you don't violate the isra of shatnis when you stitch the wool in. You violate the isra of shatnis when you wear it. So at the very moment that you're wearing it, you're already being mekayim the mitzvah. So based on that, based on those two marim makomos, we learn that asei docha los asei only in such a case where it all happens be'idna. But over here, you would need to first break the bone, which would be a violation of los asei, and only afterwards be mekayim the asei. So that shouldn't fit into the rules of asei docha los asei. How could there even be a... How could there even be a havamina like that? The Gemara itself in Maseches Vachim learns from here that we don't say asei docha los asei bekachim, because we see that the mitzvah of achilas basar is not docha the yisra of shviras etzem. What kind of raya is the Gemara bringing? Anyway, you can't say asei docha los asei over here because it's not be'idna. So Tosus leaves it as a kasha, which is shocking, because that's a very strong kasha. You would think there needs to be an answer to such a kasha. So the other Rishonim pick up in the Piskei Tosus in Maseches Vachim, they say that when it's iefshar lekayim the say without a violation of the lav, you don't say say docha los asei, even if the avera of the los asei precedes the you do say say docha los asei even if the violation of the los asei precedes the mitzvah asei, meaning if the only way, it's not about be'idna as much as it is about the only way to be mekayim the mitzvah, when the only way to be mekayim the mitzvah is in violating the lav, so then we would say say docha los asei anyway. The Tosfos HaRashba suggests that maybe we could suggest that the Braisa doesn't really mean to say that the Aseh of Achilas Basar should be Docha the Los Aseh of Shviras Etzem. It's just a borrowed expression. Sometimes the Gemara will use the same expression to mean totally different things. And it's just a Melitza. It just becomes a manner of speech, even though we're not talking about technically the fulfillment. That's what Rav Shachter pointed out once, that that no matter how many computers are able to identify, you know, every place of a phrase appears, it's never going to get it right. Because a lot of times in Shas, you have the same phrase means different things. Sometimes you have different phrases that mean exactly the same thing. So it's you need a Talmud Chacham. You need someone who's able to think about it to understand. It's like when they did the computer search in the Torah, how many times the name Moshe appears, and they asked Chaim Kanievsky or someone, this is how the story goes, how many times the name Moshe appears, and he said a certain number, and they said, no, the computer said that that it appears a couple of more times. And he said, no, that's Mise. So Mem Sin Hey. So, you know, they can't necessarily pick up on everything. So anyway, so that's what the Tosar Rashba says, that it's just a Melitza over here. It's not meant to be meant to be taken in the conventional sense. Tosar also asks, why do we need to be Dilchot Lo Saseh Shira Satsim in order to be Mekayim Nitzseh of Chilas Pesach? You could be Mekayim Shneim, like we said before. You could take a Gachelas and break through. Okay, anyway, but the bottom line is, we asked this Kasha on Reish Lakish, that don't you see from this Braisa that even when there's no Kazayis Basar B'Mokum Zeh, but there's Kazayis Basar B'Mokum Acher, that there's still an Isser of Shviras Etzem. And Reish Lakish said, no, this Braisa is telling me Etzem that has a Kazayis Basar Mibachutz, or even Mibefnim, there's an Isser of Shviras Etzem, that you're not allowed to break the bone even to access the Kazayis Basar Mibefnim. How do I know you're not allowed to do it? Because it says Etzem Lo Yishbrubo by Pesach Sheni, so that tells me even in a place where there is Moach to be accessed, you're not allowed to do it by breaking the meat. Okay, so now we ask on Reish Lakish Viter, a second Kasha on Reish Lakish, so Meisvei, so we ask on Reish Lakish, again, Reish Lakish holds that an Ever She'ein Bo Kazayis Basar, in the spot where you're breaking it, there's no Isser of Shviras Etzem, even if it has a Kazayis Basar somewhere else on the Ever. So Ever She'atzem Ktsaso, so we're going to learn in the Mishnah later in today's daf, that if you have a limb of a Korban Pesach, that part of it went outside of the wall of Yerushalayim. So the part that went outside became pasul because it was Yatzel Chutzel Mechitzaso. And now you need to cut it and to separate the part of the basar that stayed inside from that which went outside. But you can't break the bone in the middle. That would be the easiest way. Take a cleaver and just chop it wherever the line was where it went outside. So that which was Yatzel Chutz was pasul, and that which remained inside is kasher. But no, you can't do that because you can't break the bone. So what do? Choteich ad makom shemegiel la'etzem. We cut the meat in the place where it went out until you get to the bone, in order to be mafrid, in order to separate between the basar that went outside and became pasul, and the basar that remained inside and is kasher v'kolef. And then afterwards, you peel off from the bone that meat that remained inside at shemegiel la'perek, until you get to the joint v'choteich. And when you get to the joint, that's where you cut that bone off from the other bones, because then you don't have to break the bone. You're able to break it at the joint or from the other, and then you could throw out the bone. But you've that way salvaged the meat that stayed inside. But v'yamr tevish shein alav kazayis basar makom zeh v'yesh b'makom acher ein bo mishum shviras etzem. But if you're going to say that as long as there's no kazayis basar on this spot where I'm breaking it, then there's no issur of shviras etzem, lomli dekol vetch megil parek v'choteich, why do I need to peel back the meat up until the point of the joint and then cut it? Niklof beporta v'nitbarei, just peel off the meat a little bit so that I expose some bone to the point that there's no Kazayis Basar on that spot of the bone, and then chop it. You could chop the bone right in the middle because there's no Kazayis Basar in that spot of the bone. So isn't this a kasha on you, Reish Lakish? You said that there's that Luchoro would be an option, that you're allowed to break a bone in such a case. So Abaye Amar Mishum Peka. Abaye says, no, the reason why we require you to peel back all the way to the joint and not to chop it in that space is because not to just peel back a little bit and chop it right there, is because we're afraid that through the breaking, it's going to crack all along the length of the bone, and therefore it's going to break even a part of the bone that has a Kazayis Basar on it. So it turned out you violated Nisra Midaraisa, so we don't want to take that chance. It's going to be, like we said, maybe Lidei Takala. We're not interested in taking such a risk. Ravina Amar Bakulis. Ravina says, who says it doesn't have a Kazayis Basar? We might be talking about the thigh bone. So even if you peel off all the meat that's on the outside of the bone, the thigh has a lot of marrow inside of it. So there is a Kazayis Basar. bifnim, there's a kazayis basar, but there is a kazayis basar, and that's why there's an iser of shvira satsim in such a place. Okay, so that's as far as that machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish about the kazayis basar makom echad and kazayis whether there's an iser of shvira satsim on a bone that has a kazayis basar b'makom acher, but not a kazayis basar in this very spot. Now we move to the next topic. Tanan Hasam, we have a mishnah much later on. Hapigul va'nosar metaminasi yadayim. The mishnah tells us that if a carbon became pigul, you had a machshava of chutzlus mano when you did the shechita or whatever, or va'nosar, you have carbon that you just left over beyond the zman of achila. So there's a din midrabanan that touching the meat of pigul va'nosar is metaminasi yadayim midrabanan, and it makes your hands tameh. So Rav Huna v'Rav Chista, with the Rav Huna v'Rav Chista, each said something. We're not sure who said what. Chadamer b'nei chashte kuhuna, that the reason for this tumas yadayim, what motivated the rabbanon to say such a din that it's going to be metameyas yadayim, it's because of the chashudim of kohanim, meaning that kohanim are chashud to be mefagel other people's karbanos if they don't like them. You're bringing a karban and the kohen has a vendetta, he doesn't like you for whatever reason, so he'll just have a machsheves pigel when he's bringing your karban, and it'll ruin your karban. So the chum say, in order to avoid that, we say, you know what, the kohen, you're going to lose kohen if you try to be mefagel, because you're going to be mefagel this karban, it's going to be metame yir yadayim. It's going to ruin your whole day of avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. So that way, hopefully, he won't be mefagel the karbanos. The Chadam, and the other one says, no, the reason the Chamor goes there, tumas yadayim, is mipnei atzle kuhuna. It's because of the Kohanim that are lazy and don't motivate themselves to eat kachem on time. And therefore, they made no sar metame yadayim. Because we tell the Kohanim, if you're going to be lazy and you're not going to eat all the meat on time, then it's going to turn out that you're risking tumah. And the Kohanim never want to risk tumah; they always want to remain tahar. So therefore, hopefully, they'll be motivated to eat all the meat when they're supposed to eat it, so that they won't have any issues of tumah. So mar masni apigul. Umar Masya Nosar. Meaning we said Chadomer v'Chadomer, Rav Huna Rav Chista once said that the motivation was Chashtei Kuhuna, the other Atzlei Kuhuna, but they were talking about different halachos. Meaning the one that said that it's because of Kohanim or Chashudim, that's talking about Pigel. The reason Pigel is Metame Yasi Yadayim is because Kohanim or Chashudim to make the carbon Pigel. And the one that said it's about Atzlei Kuhuna, that's about Nosar. Man de Masya Pigel, Mishum Chashtei Kuhuna, Man de Masya Nosar, Mishum Atzlei Kuhuna. So the Gemara brings a machlokas on Moraim, what the shear of pigul and nosar that's mekabel tumah is. I mean, we say that it's metame yasi yadayim, but in what quantity is pigul and nosar metame yasi yadayim? I mean, this is only the Rabbanon. So the Rabbanon had the right to determine whatever shear they wanted. But we know that called the tikkun Rabbanon, ke'endor reis ha'tikkunum, whenever the Rabbanon make any takarim mit Rabbanon, they don't just pull numbers out of thin air. They would never say, kezayis and 3/4. Well, what? Where do you ever have such a thing? It would have to be something that's based in some din d'oraisa that bears some resemblance to some din d'oraisa in order to make a din d'rabanan. So mar masni kezayis, one of these amoraim, either Rav Huna or Rav Chista, said that the shear that pigul and nosar is metamei yadayim is a kezayis. So mar masni kebetz, and the other one says that no, the shear is a kebetz that's metamei yadayim. Why? Where did they get these numbers from? So man, the masni kezayis ki isuro, that just like the isra of eating pigul is in the isra b'achila b'kezayis, and the isra of eating nosar is b'kezayis. So too, the tumah that there goes, it should be on a kazayis. And the one that says kibetz says, no, don't think about it as nosar and pigul. Think about tumah in general. Whenever you have tumas ochlin, the shear of tumas ochlin is always minatora. The shear of tumas ochlin is always a kibetz. And therefore, the tumah midrabana that they're going to institute on pigul and nosar is bikibetz. So when it says kitumaso, it means the shear of that it would be have the capacity to be metame other things, right? Rashi writes kashir tumas ochlin bekebetsa, and so Rashi doesn't explain whether he's talking about being metame other things, that tumas ochlin could be metame other things, or that it could be mekabel tuma bekebetsa. So the Meloa Roim, he explains that Rashi must mean even linyan kabbalas tuma bekebetsa, and that's why Rashi says the ochel pachas mekebetsa is not mekabel tumas ochlin, and not like Rashi says elsewhere in Shas that even a kol Kashu could be makabel tuma, and the kibetz is just to transmit tuma to other things. This is machlokes Rashi and Tosfos throughout Shas. But whatever it is, that's a machlokes. But over here, we're talking about being metame yaseyadayim. So regardless, everyone holds you need to share kibetz in order for tumas olchum to be metame something else. The whole machlokes we showed him is whether some food can become tame if it's pachas mikibetz. But over here, we're talking about it being metame the yadayim, the capacity that has to be metame yadayim. So it makes a lot of sense according to the kaladeos that it would need to be a kibetz. So anyways, that's machlok. Is it a kazayis of noser and pigul? That's metame yadayim based on the isra of achilas noser and pigul. Is that what they patterned it after? The isra of achilas noser and pigul, or did they pattern it after the dinim of tumas ochlin, and therefore the shears can be kibetz? So that's as far as pigul and noser is concerned. But there's a third category. Ibayilu yotze gazur rabban and tuma olo. What if your carbon is yotze chutzim mechitzaso and becomes puzzled because it went beyond its mechitza? So where the rabbanon goes or tuma on such meat of a carbon or not? So mi amrinan nosar de gazru tuma dasi laatsulebei aval yotze afukubi adayim lo mafkilei. Do we say, well, you know, what would be the motivation? What the concern is that a kohen is going to be lazy about it and bring it outside chutzim chitzaso? Laziness would mean he's not going to eat the carbon on time and he'll just leave it over, because that's easy to do. You just do nothing, so it's easy to justify. I'm busy now. I just didn't get to it. I forgot. Okay, so now there's nosar. But to actually bring basar chutzim chitzaso, that's actually doing something biadayim to do. So that we don't have to be so concerned. So lo gozer rabban tuma. So maybe the rabban didn't need to be gozer tuma on such a thing. Or maybe there's no chilik and the rabban had to be gozer tuma on yotzei as well. So now the gemara tries to figure this out with a couple of rayas. So raya number one, tashima. The mishnah is going to say on amud beis that ever shiatz mukzaso. If you have a limb of a carbon pesach that partially left the mechitza and became pasul, and now you have to separate it from the rest of the aver that did not go outside of the mechitza. But you can't break the bone. So what did we say? We already had this. So chote chacha megiela etzem. You cut back the meat until you get to the bone. The kolef, and you peel back that meat acha megiela parak all the way until the joint. The chote, and you separate that bone at the joint, and you throw out the bone, and you've salvaged the meat that was that stayed inside that you're still able to eat. But v'yamin gozru be rabbanan tuma. But if you're going to say that the rabbanan were gozru tuma on the part of the limb that went chutzim chitzaso, so that part is tamei ki chatakle mayhavi. What does it help to cut the meat, to separate the meat that went outside, which is going to be no good, from the meat that stayed inside, which is fine? Hakam tamilei. No, now even the meat that stayed inside is a problem because it was touching the meat that went outside, and the meat that went outside, if the rabbanon were gozer tuma, that tuma should be transmitted to the meat that's inside as well because they're touching each other. So don't you see from the fact that the Mishnah comes up with this eitza of cutting and separating and salvaging some of the meat that there's no tuma, that the rabbanon were not gozer tuma on that which was yotze chutzim chitzaso? So it says, well, no, the rabbanon were gozer tuma, and still the meat that stayed inside is safe because tuma starim hi, the tuma starim lo metamia. How would it ever be makabel tuma from the meat that was on the outside? It would only be where it was attached, and in a place where it's attached, that's considered a beis hastarim. Tuma doesn't get transmitted in a beis hastarim, in a part that's not exposed, right? The tuma only gets transmitted in that which is exposed to the outside. So if someone were to touch the meat from the top, so he'd become tamei. But that which is inside the flesh that's totally covered, that doesn't transmit tumah. Tumah's beis hastarim is not metame. Ul Ravina da Amar Chiburi Ochlin Lav Chiburhu Ukaman de Mafrasi Dami Mayikal Meimar Hakanaga Badadi Vikametame. But you know, Ravina in Mesechas Chulin has a whole different mahalik. He holds that when two pieces of food are connected to each other, that's not considered a beis hastarim. We view it as if they're already separated from each other because it's soft and it's easy to cut. So it's as if they're already separated from each other. So then we should still have a raya that there's no tumah on that which is yatza lechutz, because if there was tuma on that which is yatza l'chutz, it should be metame that which remained bifnim, and being chotech and having this whole eitzah of how to save the meat that stayed inside wouldn't make any sense. Leman demasti kazayis. So the answer might be that if you hold that the gezerah of tuma is only on a kazayis of meat, maybe in a chinami. The Mishnah on Amud Beis talks about doing this whole eitzah of cutting and peeling and cutting at the joint and all that is the less by kazayis. It's talking about if it's less than a kazayis of meat. And the one that holds that the which here is kibetza, it's even easier. The less big kibetza, it could even be that it has a kazais of meat that went to l'chutz, but it had less than a kibetza of meat that went to l'chutz. So as long as less than a kibetza, as long as less than the shear of meat went b'chutz, so the rabbanu never goes a tumma on that. And therefore, the meat that stayed inside doesn't become tameh, because the meat that went outside didn't become tameh. So then, that's the hechitimtza, that's the case. That the, so to nukimta to make in the Mishnah, that when the Mishnah gives this haleitza, it's only talking about when there's a very, very tiny amount of meat that was actually yotzi mibuchutz, but it's a way to defend such a possibility. So Tashma says, well, okay, we have to try another raya. This raya is going to be from a brisa. So says the brisa, motzi basar pesach mechabura lechabura. If a person brings a carbon, meat from a carbon pesach from one chabura to another chabura, as we've discussed many times, people have to be registered on a carbon pesach. A group eats their carbon pesach together. It's all pre-registered, so you're not supposed to bring meat from your group to some other group. Aval pishu below sase. So even though it's a violation of a low sase to do that, to bring the pasuk says losotzi min abayis min abas or chutza, you're not allowed to take some of the meat of your carbon pesach outside to another group, tahar. But nevertheless, the basar is going to be tahar. Ooh, my love, tahar va'asar. Doesn't it mean that it's tahar, but it's asar ba'achila? Because bringing it to another chabura is the same as bringing it chutz mechitzaso umafsil, and therefore apostles it. But it still says that it's tahar. So if you're going to say that there is this equation that bringing it outside of the chabura is the same thing as bringing it chutz mechitzaso, and you're going to tell me that bringing it to another chabura it's still tahar, sa'alma lo gozer rabban tuma. Apparently the rabban were not gozer tuma on that which is yotzei. So it says more lo tahar umuter. No, when it says tar, the bison doesn't mean that it's tar and aser. It means tar and mutter. The yotzei mechabur lechabur lav ki yotzei chutz mechitzas adami. Your assumption is incorrect. You're assuming that bringing basar from one chabura to another is the same as yotzei chutz mechitzas. It's the same as the basar leaving Yerushalayim. It's not. They're not the same at all. V'lo mifsel, it doesn't become possible at all when it goes mechabur lechabur. It's tam, a violation of an iser. It's bad. You're not allowed to violate the iserim, but it's a violation of an iser. But it doesn't do anything to passel the actual carbon, as opposed to being yotzi chutz mechitzaso, that actually passels the carbon. Aye, but vakatani sefer, the sefer that brisa says ha'ochlo hareza below sase, that if you eat that carbon that went out mechabur lechabur, it's a violation of a lo sase. So you see that the carbon becomes passel mishum yotzi. It's not just that you violated an iser by taking it out, eating it then becomes an iser. So you see that it became that it's passel. So even though there's a psul associated with it, it's still tar. So we're back to our raya now, right? That now we have a raya that when something goes chutz l'mechitzaso, the rabbanon are not gozer tuma. Even though it's possible, the rabbanon are not gozer tuma, because it's exactly like a karm pesach that's brought from one chabura to another chabura, where it went chutz l'mechitzaso, and the rabbanon are not gozer tuma. So it says, well, bishlam l'man diyamar kabeitza di'is be'kazayis v'les be'kabeitza. If you hold that the shear that we said that there would ever be gozer tuman is only a shir kabeitza, so maybe an echinami. This is talking about if you took a kazayis of basar mechabura lechabura, but less than a kabeitza. So you violated the issur of bringing it mechabura lechabura, and it was yatzu chutzum chitzasu, but they're not going to be gozer tuman it because it's pachas mechabeitza. So that makes sense. El mandiam kazayis. But if you hold that even the gezer of tuma would be on a kazayis, ma'ika lememar, how could you have a case where you violate the issur of bringing it mechabura lechabura, which by definition has to be a kazayis of basar, and then they still wouldn't be gozer tuma? It must be that there's no gzeres tuma at all on that which is yotzei chutz mechitzaso. So we're back to our raya. Ella bi yotzei bepesach lo kami bayilan, lo mi bayilan. You know what? As far as the psul yotzei by a carbon pesach, there's no suffix. The lo gozer rabbanan tuma. Clearly, the rabbanan are not gozer tuma when you take a carbon pesach chutz mechitzaso. My taima bnei chabura is reason ain, and the reason is because the bnei chabura who are registered in that carbon pesach will remind each other about the mitzvah of Karban Pesach and what they have on mitzvah Zihiribay, and therefore they'll be very careful not to be yotzei chutz mechitzaso. So there's no reason for the Rabbanan to come down extra hard and make a gzeira. Oh, it's going to become tameh if you bring it mechabura lechabura. No one's going to do it anyway. No one's going to bring it mechabura lechabura. This is talking to one of the great motivators of religious observance, that you know, it's just the human nature. People are very influenced by their environment. So if you're around a lot of other people and there's social pressure not to violate the halacha, so you're not going to violate the halacha because all the other b'nei chabura will tell you, don't violate the halacha. You know? So no one's gonna, everyone's going to be on their best behavior in front of the rest of the b'nei chabura. So there's no reason to be gozer tumah. El kikam b'yilan b'yotze kikam b'yilan b'yotze b'kadshim. The whole shaila whether rabbanu were gozer tumah is on that which is yotze is by other kachim, meaning in a chinami. Taking from chabura to chabura is the same as yotze chutz mechitzaso. But carbon pesach is different than other kachim because carbon pesach by definition is in a group, and with a group dynamic, you're not going to come to violate chutz mechitzaso. But the shaila is, what about other kachim that are not allowed to go outside of Yerushalayim? So let's say they did go outside of Yerushalayim. So are we gozer tuma? Might. So that was the shaila. Take who the Gemara leaves that as a suffix. We're not poshet that suffix, and the Rishonim are not do not clearly come to a resolution even on this this teiku because it's something that's nogea hilchus l'mashicha. It's not nogea la halacha b'zman hazeh. Okay. Umotzi b'sar pesach. Then we said that if someone is motzi b'sar pesach mechabur lechabura minayin. How do I know that he violated a losa say even though he didn't bring it outside of the house? Meaning the Torah says you can't bring chutz lebeso. How do I know if let's say there are two chaburas that happen to be in the same house that you violated a losa say by bringing it mechabur lechabura? So the Tanya, because the Brisa tells us, let's look at the pasuk. Lo totzi min habayis min habasar chutza. Sayin li ela mi bayis lebayis. That only tells me if you bring it from one house to another. Mechabur lechabura minayin. Where do I see that even mechabur lechabura? Tamalomar chutza. Chutz la'achilaso. Chutza means outside the place where you're supposed to eat it, even in that house. Meaning you're supposed to eat it together with your group, with your chabura. So chutza, the extra word chutza tells me even bringing it mechabur lechabura is included in the Yisr. So Amar Rabbi Ami, Amotz b'sar Pesach, mechabur lechabura, enu chayv ad she'aneach. Here's the gevaldik chiddush, that you bring a basar of a carbon Pesach from one chabura to another chabura, you don't violate the Yisr until you put it down, until you put it down on the table, until you have a hanacha. Why? Hotzak siv beik, because the pasuk says lo totzi min habayis min habasar chutza. It's a lashon of hotzaa kishabbos, just like we have the lashon of hotzaa when it comes to Shabbos of being motzi mirushus lirushus. We do. Where do we have the lashon of all the malachas of Shabbos are derived from what was done in the Mishkan? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you're not allowed to do hotzaa on Shabbos. So you do have a lashon of yitzia though, because by hotzaa dafka the pasuk says al yetzei ish mimekomo biyom hashvi'i. So al yetzei is ki'ilu, it says al yotzi, because the yitzia is the isra of tchumen, and that isra some hold is only midrabanan. So then the pasuk is not asring the yitzia; it's asring hotzaa. Meaning al yetzei means you can't go. How do you see from there that there's a lashon of hotzaa in the Torah? They're not allowed to bring things. Well, if you hold the tchumen are only midrabanan, so then al yetzei must mean al yotzi. That it's not that I'm not allowed to go, but al yotzi, I'm not allowed to bring other things. So that's what Tosus points out over here, that hotzaa ksiv be kashabis. That's what it must be referring to. Okay, so that the lashon of hotzaa we see has to fit certain criteria, like ma Shabbos, just like by hotzaa and Shabbos ad David akira vehanacha. You only violate hotzaa and Shabbos if you did an akira, you lift it up from one rishus and you place it down. You did anacha in another rishus. That's the first sugya masecha Shabbos. If you do the akira here and the one guy does the akira, the other one does the anacha, the ani, the balabayis, right? If you only do half a malacha, so it requires both an akira and a hanacha. So afachanami ad David akira vehanacha. So here also, when it comes to being motzi, the basar pesach, chutz l'chabura, it's also only violated if you did a hanacha. So Masar Rabbi Abbar Mamal, wait a second, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Vachim, when it comes to those parim that need to be burned outside of Shalosh Machnos, the parim, sorry, of Yom Kippur, the parim, Davashel Tzibor, the parko in Mashiach, all of them have to be burned chutz l'Shalosh Machnos. So hayu sovlno son bimotos. What they would do is the Kohanim would put these big animals on these poles in the Azara, and they would carry them outside of Shalosh Machnos in order to burn them properly. And the halacha is that those who are engaged in the burning of these parim become tamei with tumah chabura to the point that even their begadim become tamei. Pasuk says, "Vasarim v'sam yichabis begadim." Yichabis begadim doesn't just mean stam, bring them to the dry cleaners. It means that that the begadim became tame. So that tuma is chal from the moment they leave the azara. So wait a second. So it's a huge animal. So you have kohanim holding the poles at one end and kohanim holding the poles at the other end, and they're walking with this animal outside of the azara. So rishonim, the kohanim that are in the front, the yatsu chutz l'chomas azara, leave the wall of the azara. V'achronim, and the kohanim walking in the back, holding the back end, lo yatsu, have not yet left the walls of the azara. So rishonim tamagadim, achronim tamagadim. Only the people in the front who've actually left the chomas azara, only they have that tumah chamura of tumas begadim. The other kohanim do not have that tumah chamura of tumas begadim. I frankly gemara v'halo nach, but there was no hanacha yet. They're still walking. They're still carrying it. Says gemara humos v'lo v'mufarikla b'negrar. No, you have to say that they're schlepping it, that they're dragging it, and therefore there's a hanacha with every single step. In Enochinami, if they're holding it up on poles, then there is no hanacha, and they would not yet be tamei, because they're only tamei if there was actually, because it says over there also lashon of hotzah. So we're assuming that any time it says lashon of hotzah, it always means with an akira and a hanacha. Okay, new mission now. So this is a mission we already saw twice earlier in today's daf. Eiver shiatsu muktsasa. You have a limb of a carbon pesach that partially went outside of the walls of Yerushalayim. Chote chachamegiel etzem. So you cut the meat till the level of the bone, and then the kolif, then you peel back the kosher side of it, this part that stayed inside atcha megila perik until you get to the joint, and then mechotech, then you cut it off at the joint. Oba mukdash, and by things other than a carbon pesach where there is no isur shvira tzatzem, then it's easier. Kotzit pakofit shema mishum shvira tzatzem. So no problem. Just take a meat cleaver and just chop it, and that's it. You'll chop the bone into two pieces, and there's no isur shvira tzatzem. Mina agaf lifnim kilifnim. Now what's considered chutz l'mechitza? So from the agaf and the inside. So the agaf, let's say for our purposes, we'll assume is the thickness of the wall. So on the inside of the doorway is considered lifnim. It's considered inside of the city. Mina agaf aluchutz, outside of the doorway kaluchutz. Hachalonos va'ovi achoma, the windows in the walls of Yerushalayim and the thickness of the wall kilifnim is also considered like the inside of the city. So I'm Rabbi Yomarav v'chein l'tfila. What does tefillah have to do with anything? So Rashi explains what we mean over here is just like in the Mishnah it says when it comes to the city of Yerushalayim, that if you're standing mina agaf lefnim, you're considered to be inside the city, and if you're standing mina agaf lechutz, you're considered to be outside of the city. So too when it comes to a shul and you're trying to count whether you have a minyan in the room, that if you have nine people in the Beis HaKnesses and the tenth person is by the Pesach of the Beis HaKnesses, by the entranceway, so it depends. If he's mina agaf lefnim, he's part of the minyan. If he's mina agaf lechutz, he's not part of the minyan. You need 10 people in a room. It's not good enough that that person sees the other 9 guys. You need to have 10 people in a room in order to be mesayiv to a minyan. That's what a lot of times Rav Shachter pointed out. A lot of times by shiva houses when they're making a minyan, so sometimes the house is very small, or the room that they're davening in is very small. They leave the main room for the women might still be sitting during davening or whatever, so they'll leave the main room, they'll go to some smaller room, and you don't have 10 guys in one room. They'll have 8 people and then 3 or 4 or 5 more in another room. So that's not a tzira for a minyan. You need 10 people in one room in order to be mitzaref to a minyan. They had all sorts of shailas in these sugyas became very relevant at when we first started having minyanim again, when it was only outdoors on the porches and in Eretz Yisrael, when they're having all those porch minyanim. So what's mitzaref? When do you have a minyan? You could see each other, and there are mechitzas in between, when you live in a cul-de-sac, there's a street in between, everyone's sitting on the front porch. So these are complicated shailas. So anyway, so that if he's not considered to be inside the room, so then he's not considered part of the minyan. And that's against Rabbi Shimon Levi. Rabbi Shimon Levi, that even a mechitza shel barzel can't be mafsik between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. So aguf akasha, it's a stira minei bei. Amrit min agaf lufnim kilufnim ha agaf atzmo kilchutz. Sounds like the thickness of the wall itself is considered outside, but in a seifa. That sounds like it's considered the inside. So lo kasha, kan b'shari azara, kan b'shari Yerushalayim. The second din is about the shari azara, that mina agaf v'luchutz is not niskadesh. But the width of the wall itself is niskadesh, and shari Yerushalayim, the width of the wall itself is not niskadesh. Why not? Why did they make it that the width of the walls of the gates of Yerushalayim itself, of the walls of Yerushalayim, do not have kedushas Yerushalayim? because the Mitzrayim that have to go outside of Yerushalayim sometimes would stay in the, you know, would stand by the walls to protect themselves from the rain or from the sun. So they decided not to be Mekadesh that Kedushas Yerushalayim. Even though we said when it comes to Kedushas Hazara, the thickness of the walls does have Kedushas Hazara, not every spot. Sharni Kanor. Sharni Kanor was not given, was not granted Kedushas Hazara, because the Mitzrayim have to stand there to put their thumbs and big toes into the Hazara in order to be Mazal Dam of the Asham, and Tanuch Oznam and Bo and Yadam, Bo Raglam of the Mitzrayim. It's the part of their Torah process, but they're still a Mechusar Kapara, so they're not allowed to go into the Hazara. So they were not Mekadesh the thickness of the wall, because that's where the Mitzrayim had to be, and he's not allowed into the Hazara. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the two dots, three lines to the bottom of the page.